Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for I-10 Wired Radio, brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River.
Hey guys, good afternoon. Keith Everett here, I-10 Wired Radio, and God, it's that time of year again. All right, I guess it really hasn't stopped, has it?
No, it just never stopped.
So I have some I-10 junkies, I have some I-10 rookies around the table with me today. And I think we're going to give it a good kickoff because it's here and we've been planning for, what, 4 months now? Well, as Jim would say, maybe 9 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So October 9th through 11th, Hilton Pensacola Beach Golf Front. Same place it's been for, what, the last six? Or was it, has it been there since the beginning? You don't know?
No, I don't know.
I don't know. I wasn't. Always been there.
I think they're the first one from the old pictures. Doesn't look like he was down there, but I'm not.
So, and I'm only, sure this is only our third year.
This is my third year. Yeah.
All right. So we're in this together. This is your first?
This is my first year.
And Chris's will be y'all's second. Yeah.
Well, first year planning. We actually participated last year. Mm-hmm. Texasans did. So I was there last year. Saw the event. This year I'm helping to plan it.
So is it a different world or what?
Different world. Much different world.
Yeah.
A lot more than I imagined.
Yeah, I didn't even live in this world. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll join the planning committee. Why not? So, okay, so you've got a list of some things and people that we already know are happening. So let's just kind of lay it on everybody real quick.
Yeah, just as far as some confirmed keynote speakers, we have Bill Hills, who's the EVP and CIO of Navy Federal. So big local company, also global company, nationwide company.
No.
We have Travis Wright, who's a tech marketer guru, and Representative Jamie Grant, who will also be speaking at the event. So really exciting. We have some big names this year.
And then I know we're doing cybersecurity, tech startups, simulation. I think that's new. We didn't do that last year. Virtual environments, robotics. Is that what your drones fall under? Do they fall under robotics?
Oh, I guess it could be a little bit of robotics, everything.
Should we just headline Chris's drones? So, all right. So you guys came last year. Gave a killer talk. Did a really cool selfie.
Was fun.
You got to top it this year, though.
Yeah, we're going to have to figure out a way to get some more folks out there and definitely do a big selfie again.
Maybe two drones?
Yeah, maybe two drones. drone film and a drone.
What was your talk last year for those that didn't get to make it?
So really, we really try to stay on the cutting edge of understanding what drones can do in the tech world of not just taking photos and video, but also the tools of what people are putting on these things. It was just the other day I learned that there's now Bluetooth beacons that people are putting on drones to push alerts to people's phones. So they might be cruising the beach line and pumping out alerts about a restaurant coupon or something.
I've noticed that I start getting the Walmart beacon technology alerts in my house now.
Oh,
that, and I didn't.
Yes, I'm starting to do that too.
Yeah. It did not come, probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, it would, I wouldn't get it until I walked through the door of Walmart. I didn't even think about the drones until you just said that.
There's a lot of interesting pieces. We're also seeing, in the cyber world as well. It's an interesting tool in that department too.
You guys seen anything in the virtual reality world with it?
Yes and no. The cameras are just kind of getting there where it's just really rad to put on those goggles and in reference to a platform that could go on a drone, something light enough. But we're seeing it where you have that interactive VR environment from a drone camera that's being
more of a watching than than a fly. You can't really fly from the camera.
No. I mean,
it says not to anyway.
Not per FAA. Sure. It's technically possible. But the VR stuff is cool when you do start throwing it on the drone.
Have you done, what about the races? Those guys wear the goggles on the races. Those things fly so fast.
Absolutely. And they're subject to some indoor they kind of get past a lot of things by flying indoors and such. But that's one of the things that we're seeing a lot more of in the ESPN. You're now seeing drone racing,
on the Ocho or whatever now.
Yeah.
I thought one of the cool things that you guys, showcased last year wasn't just that it was flying and photography. Y'all had some footage as well as actual drones that were doing work for either elderly or disabled, or they were just doing work that nobody else really wanted to do, like move the pool furniture.
Sure. So there's a lot of different things that we can see that drones will come into play with. One of them, just in this area that would be really cool to see one day would be lifeguard drones. A drone can get out in the water 200 feet out a lot faster than a human swimming sure. towards you. And then drop an inflatable, you know, life preserver thing. And
tow you back in, technically.
Yeah, I mean, technically,
I've seen some of the big ones.
Sure.
Casey Neistat, riding them down the mountain.
There you go. You know? There you go. They have it all. I mean, they even had a guy skydive from one the other day, I think I saw. But the other thing, you know, is the data. The drones, the new found tech in drones is going to be what to do with all the data. Because every time it's moving and doing and filming and stuff, it's recording all the data points that would just overwhelm computer analysts to go in a lot of different directions.
Yeah.
You know, we sometimes hand those data files over to current engineering firms here locally to let them render up a really cool
topographical
kind of thing. What would a roundabout look at Pensacola Beach, for example?
Yeah.
You know, that's something we...
Oh, Lord. Like, yeah, there I don't you think go. We want to go into that discussion this month, do we? I've seen... You guys have also done some for training for either EMS or military or... Just to kind of give people a 30,000 foot view, for lack of a better term.
Sure. So we are not a certified training outfit by the FAA or anything like that, but we're certainly you know, more than comfortable of coming in and showing folks, hey, this is how to fly the drone. This is how to do it safely. And also, yes, we do, you know, train local search and rescue officials, and we have done some demonstrations and such for some. Various outfits, government and non. So it's exciting.
You kind of see it from the top, right?
Yeah, like absolutely.
The old video game style.
You got it.
That's kind of cool.
You got it.
Way to change the face of it, right?
I'm trying.
Or at least define it anyway.
I'm trying.
So we'll probably talk the same talk this year with a little bit more to it, or?
I think we're going to get heavier on cyber. This is just a really cool topic. And I think that you're seeing drones become a delivery or it becomes a mobile computer, essentially.
Yeah.
What do we want to put on the drone and what do we want it to accomplish?
With a variable that it could lose control at any point in time.
well, let's focus on the positives for sure. But no, that's the big thing, I think, is cyber is going to really step up in the data that's behind, you know, these drones as well. But I'd love to also just talk about the fun stuff too. You know, we've got a lot of folks doing, unique things in the world of just surveying, mapping, you know, skiing down a mountain, holding onto a drone.
That thing was huge. I was just surprised they pulled him. So
sure.
I want to race around the Hilton this year though.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
once.
You know,
while they're all doing the boring, you know, stuff.
We'll have to think of some cool, maybe beyond just super selfie. We'll have to maybe figure out a little, maybe.
Maybe some kind of motion picture or something.
Something.
Yeah, scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Sina can come up with some form of scenic shot that we should take, right?
I'm thinking so.
Yeah. So, what do you think so far this year?
What do I think? I think we're going to have a great year. I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, registration is open. If you're ready to go, i10wire.com, you can go ahead and get registered, early bird registration, get ready for all the speakers. And actually, we need to talk about Thursday night.
Yeah.
IT Gulf Coast is having a social at the World of Beer, but this time it's going to be the World of Geeks. Because we are going to be out kicking off I-10 Wired. Mm-hmm. So if you want to know more about the things we're going to do, the speakers and who's going to be there, a little bit more about it, please join us over at World of Beer on Thursday night, 5:30.
I got wrangled into emceeing, and now I just realized it's World of Geeks, so I have to find out.
Yes.
We're going to have to go costume
actually,
shop. We're going to thrift shop it.
That was like instant branding. I just thought of it.
So we can't outdress Jim. So
that's hard to do.
You are correct. I do know that they've opened it up to more people. I think it was the discussion.
Yes. Because
we sold out last year. So.
Yes. Yes. So
maybe 400, I think, or four, whatever we can fit.
Whatever we can fit. There's room for everybody. Come on out. Yeah.
It's a big beach. So
yeah, it's a big beach and we are spreading out a little bit more on the beach this year. So
yeah. And it's different days too, right? Last year, I think we had it in the beginning and then this year it's sort of right in the middle, which is cool because. Right. There's some things going on here in town. On the end of it, there's the gallery night and some of the other celebrations that happened in October. September and October seem to be really busy months.
Yeah,
here.
It's because the weather is so perfect. It's a great time for us to be on the beach. The weather is always just incredible. You know, and if you have people coming in from out of town, you got to tell them how great it is to be on the beach for this event because it's the perfect time of year in Pensacola, I think.
There's a couple concerts and stuff that happened that weekend. And then the weekend previous to it, there's a couple other events going on. So you literally could book a whole week business trip on the beach. I mean, why not? Right. But there's enough here to do that you can fill those other days. So you really, we're going to have a whole week of just really cool stuff going on for those that come from out of town. And apparently they come from very far out of town.
Yeah. All over.
Yeah.
We've got guests from all over.
Yeah.
So. We have speakers coming from DC, Atlanta. We have one coming in from Colorado. So, you know, we definitely have some out of towners coming in to see what the Pensacola market has to offer.
Yeah.
And it's a great time to mix with those people as well. If you want to get your name out there, if you're perhaps looking for employment or you know, that's a great time to mix with other, you know, and yes, there's great opportunities for networking.
So, the word cybersecurity keeps coming up. And for those that don't know, we're sort of moving ourselves into
the cyber coast.
The cyber coast, right?
Yes.
We are branding.
We are branding. It's ground zero for cybersecurity. It's just we're seeing a lot of potential for growth in that area. There's, you know, there's going to be a lot of job growth, a lot of great opportunities. We're really working, Florida West is really working on getting people involved at a young age because there will be jobs for them. Mm-hmm. It is a great direction and we are becoming the cyber coast.
That's it. So is there info on Florida West website for how that's kind of going to move, or are we still sort of?
You can check out Gulf Coast Career Pathways for more information, or follow us on Facebook. I've got more information today. I put up a lot more information about cybersecurity training on our Facebook page at Florida West.
Very cool.
And I also encourage you to follow I-10 Wired on social media. We're on all the social media, and follow us to find out as we announce new speakers and new events and new things we're adding to it. You can be in the loop.
Yeah. We can't talk about the party that night, Gary. Not yet. It's a bash. It's going to be a blowout.
Yes. We're going to have a blowout this year, so be prepared. And we're also, let me mention too, because, you know, last year, you know, we started out with the marketing campaign, Geeks on the Beach, and it went over really well. By the time we had speakers coming in from out of town saying Geeks on the Beach to get a rise out of the audience, and that snow went, knew, and it was a great
thrift
job.
Thrift store, dude. We're going to the thrift store.
But this year, we're looking for new people that want to be geeks. So come out and see us Thursday night at World of Beer. And if you'd be interested in being one of our geek models for this year's advertising campaign for I-10 Wired, we'd love to meet you. Well, no, Jim, Jim is always a standard. He's always.
Yeah.
He's always going to
be. Is
he
going to run on the beach again?
Yes.
I saw that video.
I think so. I think we're going to.
We're already working on that.
We're doing some commercial shot stuff. So yes. We're going to make him famous.
He's going to run.
We're doing the Ignite Talks again. So I'm definitely going to do that one again. I figured out the system. And lots of tech. I know we're bringing some robotics and stuff in this year that hasn't necessarily been right in the forefront like it is now. We've got a lot, and most people don't know this just because it's sort of the well-hidden secret, but there's a couple different robotics companies here that are doing some like worldwide, NASA,
yes.
All kinds of
awesome
cool
work,
stuff.
Yes.
One has actually just moved back in down the hall. Yeah. So, okay. And then IHMC. And then there's one more, and I can't think of their name. I don't know, drew a blank. But anyway, hopefully we're going to have some. Oh, Konica Minolta has one.
Oh, yes.
They have the Sheldon, as I call it. Mm. And so hopefully we'll have some cool droids, maybe.
Droids running around.
Walking around, right?
Yeah.
You going to dress up?
Dress up the droid?
Or you could do Geeks, and then you could do Star Wars.
I can be Queen Amidala.
There you go. Jim's going to kill me. Don't be putting these ideas out there.
We're going to be dressing up this year. Okay.
Okay. So how much are tickets? Do we know? I'm going to look it up.
Look it up because I can't say off the top of my head there's the early bird prices.
Yeah.
Check out the website. It's all on there.
Yeah. It's all on itinwire.com. It's all there.
Yeah. So let's see. Because the early bird date ends. Let me see. I'm looking.
Gosh, it seems like so far away. It's like about 2 months, but that's rapidly approaching.
Yeah. I mean, it's what? May's almost over.
Yeah.
So
I kept thinking, the early bird's going to be here for a while, but no, it's fast approaching.
July 31st. And so early birds are $265. After that, students are $75. And then if you just want to do the reception, it's $50. And then after that, it's going to be like $1 million. So just buy them now. Buy them now. So we don't have to wait till that last week and go, ugh.
Yeah.
So,
it stresses Jim out. Please don't do it.
Speaking of students, what was that last year? We saw the students competing on.
So they're going to do that again. It's right here.
Capture the flag.
Yeah, capture the flag.
That was cool.
Which was, I didn't really get it. Like, I mean, I knew what they were doing, but I didn't realize like how massive of what they were doing until the end, where they start showing all the things that they had to go through.
Sure.
And how they were like straight up realistic threats, right? And then the gentleman that facilitates it, he had all these black boxes of computers and servers and stuff because he had everything in house. And
Mentova?
Yeah. It's like, what are you doing? He's like, I can't tell you.
Mentova CyberSense. Yes. They'll be sponsoring it again this year, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And they're pretty brainy guys. And there were four dudes that rolled out of there just like straight up after like 6 hours beat the system. Wow. So it reminds me of what's the movie with Matthew, is it Matthew Broderick?
War Games.
Yeah, that's it.
The only Gen Xer here.
Yes. Yes, I am. In fact, my whole talk was about that last time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That was great. I remember that.
So, all right. What else are we, that you can think of? Anything?
Well, as far as the ticket prices, there's a lot that's included in that. So there's definitely great value in getting the early bird. It gets employees or anyone looking to break into the IT industry access to the job fair, which is going to be on the 9th. Mm-hmm. And then the 10th and 11th are going to be full days with speakers. And it doesn't matter what subject you're interested in. We'll probably have something that will interest you, whether it's cyber, whether it's IoT, whether it's, women technology. We'll definitely have some great speakers that we're confirming here in the next couple of weeks and months. So we'll have something for everyone.
Yeah. If you are interested in any form of sponsorship, you can go to i10wired.com. There's contact information there. I know we will have all of the packages and stuff together soon and visible for everybody to see there, but you can call the number on the website or you can call us here at Pensacola Business Radio and we will get you in touch with who you need to talk to. Huge, huge opportunity to have your business in front of a lot of people.
Right. A lot of people from all over. So it is a great opportunity.
Yeah. So, and I think like the job fair last year, like 300 something people attended it.
Yes.
So.
It's a great job fair. And, you know, definitely if you're even thinking about being in the job market or hiring anybody, you need to come out there.
Yeah.
Cause we had a great amount of people. A lot of great connections during the job fair last year.
And I'm on the hiring side. I think from that job fair, we probably put about 5 to 6 to work.
That is awesome.
And then, built up our network with them as well and got them to the right places. So definitely great value.
Yeah, because it wasn't just like 5 or 6. It was like 5 or 6 top secret security, black, clearance. And then, you had to give up your third born. And
yeah, the CSRA was there last year. ARMA was there last year, which are two big DOD integrators. Navy Federal was also there as well, which obviously they're expanding their footprint here by double by the end of, I believe, 2020, 2025.
It'll be done before then, man. Have you been out there? It's like, it was dirt last week. Now it's like half a building.
Yeah. It's crazy how quickly they're building up.
Yeah.
But they're going to be going from about 5,000 employees to 10,000 employees here soon. Navy Fed is definitely a huge sponsor for I-10 Wired. So anyone who's looking at Navy Fed as a potential employer, there's a lot of people from Navy Fed that will be at I-10 Wired. So, hey, great way to network yourself.
That's it. Okay. Give everybody individual websites real quick, and then we'll get out of here.
For I-10?
No, for the day job.
For my day job.
We haven't really actually introduced us.
Yeah, for the day job. It'll all be on the screen.
Well, I'm Danielle Lai. I'm an account manager with Tech Systems. If you go to techsystems.com, you can learn a little bit more about what we do. We're actually the largest and leading IT services company nationwide. So if you are looking for a job or if you're looking to attract and retain the right talent, I can help you either way.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I'm Chris Tawn with Pelican Drones, and essentially we fly drones.
Yeah.
and then some. But our website is pelicandrones.com, and you can find us on Facebook as well at Pelican Drones.
Yeah.
And I'm Sina Madison. I'm the communications director for Florida West, the Economic Development Alliance here for Escambia County and Greater Pensacola. Our website is floridawesteda.com. But I really encourage you to go on our Facebook page and our Twitter feed and hook up with us.
You do a really good job at that too, by the way.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
In fact, somebody said, you need social media, you need to talk to Sina. Okay. It is good.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys, i10wired.com. You can find out all the information. We'll have the links, obviously, when we repost at i10wired.businessradiox.com. Or you can find Pecola Radio at Twitter or Pecola BRX on Facebook. And we'll see you guys
on Thursday night,
5:30 at World of Geeks on Palafox Street.
Which means there's beer.
World of beer.
World of beer.
This show is brought to you by IT Gulf Coast, Florida West, and App River. If you are interested in sponsoring i10 Wired Radio, please call 850-288-9959.